58 right now in downtown Butler. I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Tier Bank studios. Next Tier Bank, your hometown community bank. Your news time, just about 12:30. Dave Malarkey's coming up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to be with us on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. It's over the hump day here for the week, getting over the hump now that we're into Wednesday afternoon. And boy, we're also very, very close to the end of October. Tomorrow, of course, is Halloween, October 31st, and day after tomorrow, it's November. Yikes. Yikes. Good show today. We have several guests to visit with. Starting off with Matt McCune, who's the president of Butler Downtown. Matt, good to see you. Nice to have you back with us today.
Well, thanks, Dave. It's always great to take my turn.
Well, that's good. I mentioned we're right on the cusp of November, and that means that the holiday season is just around the corner, so that's a busy time for Butler Downtown.
Sure is.
Yeah, got a lot of stuff happening, I'm sure. And I understand, since the last time we chatted a couple of months back, that the organization has been able to hire a board coordinator. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, sure. So for a couple of months, the board was looking to hire a part-time person to just help all the volunteers keep things straight. Mm-hmm. Monitor our incoming correspondence, and just being that point person for the community. And we, I believe it was probably in early September, we were able to hire a gentleman named Ed Fair. Ed is retired. He used to work down at the Pittsburgh Airport for the airlines, and he was just looking for something to do. So it was a really, really kind of an appropriate connection that we were able to make, and mm-hmm. Ed's done a lot for us on kind of a limited part time basis, but he's been very helpful so far, and probably the most important thing he's done for us is monitoring our email address. So if anybody needs to get a hold of us, I'd encourage folks to email Ed at info@butlerdowntown.org.
And he has a bit of space in the city building, right?
That's right, yep.
Mm-hmm. Butler Downtown is not connected with the city government, but the city cooperates with your various plans and ideas. It's mutual aid, really.
Sure.
What's good for you is good for them, and vice versa. So, well, that's great because the Butler Downtown has been able to operate as a volunteer organization for several years. And thank goodness there was some grant money available to get the organization off the ground many years ago. But that was, as I understand it, limited. And, you knew that was only going to run for a few years. And when the grant ended, there were some fears that the organization would not continue. But it has. Doing very, very well. Strictly operated by volunteers now.
That's right.
It's amazing.
With now one small part-time employee, but I mean, it's really moved by the volunteers. I mean, mm-hmm. without the volunteers, it would not continue to exist for sure.
You've been president for a while. The gavel is about to pass, though, right? Your term will be up here at the end of the year.
Yeah, December 31st will be my last day. So I've got about 2 months left of. The title is president, and then I'll be passing it on to John Smith. He's currently our vice president. Mm-hmm. He'll be taking over the reins on January 1.
Excellent. And you say he's been on board since September, sometime in September?
On the board?
No, on board as your board coordinator.
Oh, Ed. Yeah. I believe it was shortly after I was here the last time. So mm-hmm. say it was probably in the beginning of September. So he's been on board for a couple of months now.
What else is happening, Matt McCune, with Butler Downtown?
Sure. On November 7th, we are going to hold our annual celebration, and that's anybody is invited. It's open to anybody who wants to come and celebrate the Main Street and the Butler business community. We're going to give away a few awards, and there will be light refreshments there as well. It's from 6 to 8 on November 7th, and that's going to happen at Brushes and Bar Stools on Main Street. And again, anybody who wants to come, it's open to the public. Anybody who wants to stop in, I think our awards ceremony is going to start around 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, and we anticipate that lasting for, half an hour, 45 minutes or so. And the rest of the time will just be geared towards socialization. Everybody get around, grab a beer, grab some refreshments, grab something to drink, and mingle and discuss Butler.
This has been a pretty popular event for the past several years since you've had it. Brushes and Bar Stools, by the way, is located right in the area of Miller's Shoes and Reclamation Brewing, right in that part of the town.
That's correct, right next door.
South Main Street there. And if you've never been there, there's a chance to stop in and look around at Brushes and Bar Stools.
There you go.
General public, you don't have to have any connection to the organization, or you don't have to work downtown or anything like that?
Nope. If you're a friend of Butler, you are welcome to come.
And by the way, membership on your various committees is open to the general public as well. You don't have to have a specific connection to downtown businesses.
That's right. We're always looking for volunteers or people that want to get involved in various ways. We will be able to discuss there some opportunities to volunteer later on. So if someone wants to get involved, that's a great great opportunity to meet the various board members of Butler Downtown and discuss with us in person what it is that we do.
That's November 7th, which is a Thursday. Well, that's next week.
That's correct, yep.
Yeah. I can't wrap my arms around the fact that we're that close to November already, man.
It's here.
Yeah, November 7th of next week, 6 p.m. at Brushes and Bar Stools. What else is on the agenda over the next few weeks for the Butler Downtown organization?
So I'm going to be a busy man, Butler Downtown, that is. The yearly Christmas tree project and display that we put on in Diamond Park is going to start taking shape the week after the annual celebration. So on the 15th, that's a Friday, planning, weather permitting, obviously, to start to put up the Christmas tree display. And then the next day, that would be Saturday, that's the 16th, I will we'll light up the trees that go up. Couple of things. Anybody who is interested in volunteering can also always use an extra set of hands, mostly on Saturday to light up the trees, because
mm-hmm.
There's four smaller trees that we light up, and then also the larger tree is a little more involved, obviously. But anybody who wants to or might be interested in volunteering, you can find me at the annual celebration if anybody wants to go, or email ed@info@butlerdowntown.org, and we can set you up with the details.
You know, the first year that Butler Downtown put a tree at Diamond Park, it was nice. And then in subsequent years, there were several trees, and it was really, really nice looking. Even if you're just driving by, in the evening or overnight, it really looks sharp.
Yeah.
And all, well, that kind of looks like a forest of Christmas trees there in the park.
The project has really taken off the last couple of years. I've had a lot of help. So those of you who have helped in the past, thank you very much. But it's fun. I enjoy Christmas, and I work. My office is right next to Diamond Park, so I walk past it all the time. So it's nice to see.
I don't remember whether it was last year or maybe the year before that, but all the trees were lit with white lights. And it's eye-catching, you know, because many times you have multicolored lights on a tree, and that's fine. But I don't know. Maybe it was just the evening that I drove by. There was a little bit of light snow coming down. I looked over, and there's all those Christmas trees with white lights on in Diamond Park. And I said, wow, that really looks nice.
I bought those cool white, I believe, is what they're called, a couple of years ago. And when I got them, I took a little bit of a gamble. I was like, I hope these look okay. I was very satisfied with the way that it turned out.
Oh, it's a marvelous display.
Yeah.
So if you want to help put those up, November, what did you say, 15th?
So November 15th is the day that the trees go up, but the 16th is a Saturday morning, probably start around 9 a.m., 9 or 10 a.m. That's when I need help with putting up the lights. So anybody that's interested, the 16th would be the day that it would really, really be helpful. One other thing I did want to mention, too, any businesses or individuals who are interested in sponsoring the Christmas tree display, we are looking for $100 sponsors. So anybody who is interested on that front, they can also email at info@butlerdowntown.org. Let him know you're interested in sponsoring the Christmas tree display. And the several sponsors that we have this year, I believe I have about 8 or 9 so far, will be put on, listed on a sign that I was affixed to the large tree. It's right in the middle of the park, and we make sure that sign's up by the Spirit of Christmas parade. So
it's a nice, simple looking deck. Beautiful, but it's simple. I'm not one for over decorating. That's the film Christmas Vacation.
Oh yeah,
that just drives me nuts when people just go way overboard. And you got too many lights, too many inflatables, too many reindeer, and all that stuff. I really like a clean cut display. I love Christmas displays. I love the way you do the park.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I about over decorating. We learned our lesson the hard way the first year. We put some bows and some bulbs on the smaller trees, and tried to put them on there as strongly as we could. But with the wind and the rain and all that stuff, well, they just blew all over the park. So I was fishing those bows out of the bushes in Diamond Park until at least March.
I'm the same way with the, and maybe I'm biased since I'm from Butler, but I think the Christmas lights that they put on the street poles that run through downtown Butler are so beautiful too. They're just white. They almost look like crystal snowflakes in the evening when they're lit up. Yeah. When you're driving through the downtown,
that's
so
beautiful when you're coming down North Main Street Hill too.
Exactly,
you can see right into Main Street. It really is. It really does look cool. And less is more, certainly, whenever you're talking about decorations like that.
It always looks to me like, especially once the leaves are off the trees, which is not quite yet, but it will be by Christmas time. It kind of looks like you're in a plane coming in for a landing when you start down North Main Street Hill and you look ahead. It's like when you see the runway lights, and you're coming into the airport. Nice. Hey, it's exciting to talk about the coming holiday season, huh? And when the weather starts to turn bad and cold and snowy, thank goodness we have the holidays or we'd all go bonkers.
That's right.
Yeah. We're talking with Matt McCune. Matt is the president of Butler Downtown, visiting with us here on the It's Your Turn program today as we get ready soon for the holiday season. By the way, let me take a moment here of our own time for the Butler Radio Network. We've been sponsoring the Spirit of Christmas Parade for quite a few years now. And when we took over the sponsorship, we made it a nighttime parade. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And I mention it only because tomorrow's the last day to enter a float. So if you know of a group or an organization that would like to enter a float, it only costs $15 to enter a float. And there's a commercial category, there's a nonprofit category, there's an open category that's open to anyone. So, when you're competing for awards and honors, you're competing against the same type of people, whether it's a nonprofit group or whatever. And the floats are all lit. And it's an amazing sight when that parade moves down Main Street Saturday evening, Saturday after Thanksgiving. So tomorrow is the last day to enter a float. You can do that online. You can download a registration form at butlerradionetwork.com, or you can stop in here to the radio station building on Pillow Street, 252 Pillow Street, today or tomorrow, and pick up a registration form and fill it out. And as long as you have it in by the close of business tomorrow, you're in shape for the parade. The theme this year is a storybook Christmas. So lots of ideas right away for a float there. It's a lot of fun. Okay, one of our sponsors on the program today is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. And all this month of October, they've been celebrating the 16th anniversary of the moving of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store to the Greater Butler Mart location. It has been tremendously successful. And remember that all of the revenue generated through the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store stays in Butler County, every penny, to help support their client aid program and the Society of St. Vincent de Paul food bank. So during this anniversary month, I'd like to pass on a special thank you to all the folks, the organizations, the businesses, the donors, the individuals who volunteer, the churches, and the thrift store customers as well for your support and your generous contributions. In the 16 years since the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store has moved to the Greater Butler Mart, they've distributed close to $1.4 million through their client aid program. That helps a needy family with a heating bill or a doctor bill at the end of the month. And they're now serving more than 1,600 people every month through the food bank as well. Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. We stand tallest when we stoop to help others. Back to talk more with Matt McCune here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after this message.
Undoubtedly, the most influential band of all time was the Beatles, with 20 number one hits. Experience one of the top-rated Beatles tribute bands, A Hard Day's Night, at Tanglewood Center on Saturday, November 16th. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Dinner buffet by Chef George at 7, showtime at 8. Only $35. As always, it's BYOB. There's no doubt why this group was invited to Liverpool, England, to perform during International Beatles Week. For tickets, call Tanglewood at 287-0021.
Welcome back. It's the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. I almost said Thursday edition. I guess I'm anxious to get to the weekend. I'm not sure. Anxious to get to Halloween. Too bad it's going to be such a wet Halloween for all the little trick-or-treaters who are going to be out tomorrow night, huh?
Yeah. Looks like I might have to walk around with my son in the rain. That's okay.
And there are going to be a lot of parents doing the same thing, putting on the poncho and sure. Being extra careful as they shepherd the little ones around tomorrow. I guess some municipalities have decided they're going to shift it simply because it's, you know, it's like 100% chance of rain tomorrow.
Yeah, I keep my fingers crossed that Butler Township does the same.
Well, we'll see. Or maybe the forecast changes. Who knows? We mentioned becoming active in the Butler Downtown organization. You can do so in many ways. You can volunteer on one of the committees. You can become a board member, right, Matt?
Anybody who may be interested, we do have some openings. And, you know, we welcome anybody who feels like they have something to give and they want to have a voice. We welcome you to get a hold of us and let us know. The situation is we have a questionnaire that we ask for people to fill out, just kind of letting us know what it is exactly they feel they have a connection to Butler and why they would be beneficial to our organization. There's really no set standard as to who can become a board member. I mean, we have folks who live in the city. We have folks that live outside of the city, folks who work in the city but live elsewhere, and people who live elsewhere and work elsewhere but you know, for whatever reason, have a connection to Main Street, or just simply want to see it thrive. So whatever your reasoning, get a hold of us. You can email us at info@butlerdowntown.org, and just let us know you're interested, and we'll get the ball rolling.
I'll give that email again in a moment, but it could simply be somebody who remembers downtown Butler from, you know, back in their childhood, when you know, it was extremely healthy. It was the only place to go to shop back in those days before malls came into existence. And maybe they just want to make sure that Butler downtown stays healthy and thriving. Mm. We're pretty good shape compared to a lot of other cities our size, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. I feel very strongly about the state of Butler right now.
So what's the email again for people who might be interested?
Would be info@butlerdowntown.org.
info@butlerdowntown.org. You mentioned the annual celebration that's coming up November 7th. That's Thursday of next week, be a week from tomorrow. Yeah. And there are honors that are passed out at that event every year, right?
Yes. The focus of our event will be the awards. There are three awards that we are going to give out: Volunteer of the Year, Business of the Year, and a third one that we're giving out this year is we're calling the Economic Impact Award. The Volunteer of the Year is the winner is Jason Beckwith. He is the head of the Action and Recovery Group. Works with folks afflicted with addiction.
I know Jason. He's been on the program with us.
Yes. Yeah. So we're happy to recognize him for the work that he's done over the course of the year and will, you know, do in the future. The business of the year is Mystique Moon. It's Antiques and Artisans. We wanted to recognize Mystique Moon for a couple of reasons. First, obviously, they're a Main Street business. They give you know, artists and artisans an opportunity to sell or showcase their you know, their products and their place in selling antiques, etc. But also, they decided to stick around on Main Street. They used to be in the old Worsley's building.
Yeah, they were their business was severely damaged during the Worsley's fire.
I think they were a bit of a state of flux for a while, but they saw the importance of having businesses on Main Street, so they decided to stick around. We wanted to recognize them for that.
Yeah, I think that's the 100 block of South Main where they're located.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Right in the middle of downtown.
Sure. Can't miss it.
And there's a third award.
Oh, there. Yes. The Economic Impact Award. The Spring Hill Suites Hotel is going to be recognized for really positively impacting the, just like the award says, the economics of the city. The hotel has worked very hard since it opened, and they're great employees. They bring quite a few people down into the Main Street corridor to downtown. And the folks who stay there, they need to eat, they need to shop. So the hotel's done a great job of also kind of cross promoting the businesses that are around there too. So we want people to come downtown. They now have a place to stay if they need to be here for multiple days, and we want to recognize the hotel for you know, helping out the cause in that regard.
And that hotel is doing very, very well,
sure,
too, by the way. I know I've driven past many a night, and it's full. There's buses there, there's cars there, and everything. So,
it's a happening place.
Marriott Spring Hills Suite. It's also a simply fabulous facility.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been inside, folks, you know, just go in and walk around the lobby. It's really gorgeous. So those honors will be passed out a week from tomorrow.
That's correct.
November 7th at the annual get-together. You don't call it an annual meeting. It's really an annual celebration,
that's,
I guess.
That's right.
Really.
We do call it a celebration.
Celebration of a healthy downtown, which is important to the entire city and to the entire county, really, having a healthy downtown business district. things are going to, the look of downtown is going to change soon as they continue to work on getting ready for the new streetlights. I'm anxious to see them, Matt.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I know it was a project been talked about for a while, and it's finally put in motion. It looks like they're moving towards the end of Main Street. I don't know exactly when it's going to be done, but you know, sure will look nice.
I'm not sure there's an actual timetable for putting up the poles, but it's been quite a project to pour the cement for the concrete bases for all the poles, and it looks like they're about done with that.
Yeah.
And in case you're wondering why that took so long, they're also putting in underground wiring. So all of the overhead electric wires connecting the streetlights will be underground. It'll be a nice, cleaner look to downtown. And the new streetlights will have a high light, and just like the current ones do. But each pole will also have a lower light to light up the sidewalk. So I think it's really going to look cool whenever those are in.
Yeah, it will.
Can't wait to see them. Now, that's not a project of Butler downtown. The city's doing that. But, again, what helps the city helps you and vice versa.
Certainly. We're always looking out for the aesthetics, so we certainly welcome that change.
Well, it'll look nice. They're not going to have the new poles in for the holidays, but maybe sometime in the early part of next year.
Christmas 2020.
Yeah. Well, once they get, you know, once all that concrete hardens, they would be able to start putting up the poles, I would think. Although, probably weather dependent, you know, that's not the sort of thing you'd want to be working on during bad weather, during snow and ice.
That's right.
Pretty dangerous work. Which is one reason, by the way, why the city undertook the project, because some of those old light poles are getting a little dangerous.
Yeah.
They're worried about them. I guess they've been there. They've been there as long as I can ever remember. So
normal wear and tear. I don't know exactly how old they are, but it becomes a safety hazard. So it was nice to see in that regard, too, not only just the aesthetics.
Well, it's a big project, and they near the end, at least, of putting in the underground lines and the pouring all the concrete. If you've been wondering what that work's about, because they've been doing it since, I guess, about midsummer they started.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, like I said, I work on Main Street, so I've been trying to dodge the cones and the machines for several months.
It's a local company doing that work too, Bronder Construction. Mm-hmm. So it's good news. Well, Butler downtown continues to remain healthy, thanks to the work of the volunteers of the Butler downtown organization. And Matt, I guess we can say congratulations on your term as president.
Thank you.
You'll be leaving that office in the not too distant future, and I'm sure you've enjoyed your time as
I have
chief executive officer of the volunteer organization.
That's right, very much so.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice having you here. It's good to talk with you.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Sure. We'll take a break. We're going to be talking about an upcoming concert at Tanglewood. Boy, aren't they putting on the shows these days at the Tanglewood Center. And if you're a Beatles fan, I think you're going to be interested in the upcoming shows. So stick around. We'll get all the details on it coming up in just a couple of minutes here on It's Your Turn on WISR. We will be right back. The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Do you have missing teeth or wear dentures? You may have heard of or are considering dental implants. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Todd of Butler Smiles Dental Care. There are many options available with dental implants, and making the right choice can be confusing. I have been placing dental implants since 2004, both full-size traditional implants and small diameter or mini dental implants. There are indications for both, but more and more we are using mini dental implants in a variety of innovative ways. They are easier to place, causing less discomfort, are less costly, and can frequently be used immediately after placement, allowing you to get back to eating the foods you like or smiling again right away. Traditional implants typically have a 4-month healing time before they can be used. I invite you to call our office at 282-7774 to schedule a free consultation to see if mini dental implants are the right solution for your dental problems, or visit us on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way. Getting there starts here. Just hop the bus. Easy and economical. Just hop the bus. No car, no problem. The bus will get you there. 'Cause that's what we do.
Hop the bus.
Leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
Welcome back, good friends. Hey, we have a great concert coming up at Tanglewood Center, and we've got friends here in the studio to chat about it. Bill Reichert is here. Bill, it's always good to see you. Nice to have you back with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Chef George Roth is here as well.
Hello, Dave.
George, good to see you. Isn't the Tanglewood putting on a lot of great shows lately, George?
We certainly are. We want to be known as the Entertainment Center in Butler.
I think you're already known as the Entertainment Center of Butler. Man, you've had, well, just recently, Johnny Angel and the Halos were there.
Right.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Sold out.
Yeah. Had some other big-name groups, Bill, over the past, especially the past year or two.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We've had the Vogues. We've had Pure Gold. We brought up a group, a wonderful group out of Branson, Missouri, because people ask for a little bit of country.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to give the residents here in Butler a place to go other than having to travel all the way into Pittsburgh, because the trip in itself for people our age anyway is a long trip. And then the cost of parking, and then you got to walk, and then you got to walk back, and then you got to drive home. It's just a crazy thing to do. So we've tried to bring all the talent here to Butler.
Good. We have Bill close enough to that mic. Okay. That's my engineer says that'll do it. That's good. That's good. So, okay, we've had the Vogues. We've had Johnny Angel and the Halos. How about the Beatles, huh?
I got to tell you, this group, if you close your eyes, you swear you're listening to the Beatles. I mean, they've been around since 1996.
The Beatles tribute band, obviously. Right. I hope people realize that. I'm sure they do.
The group is called A Hard Day's Night,
mm-hmm.
and they've come highly recommended to me from the people over at the Lamp Theater in Irwin. Every time they go into Irwin, PA, they sell out the place. And it's taken me almost a year and a half to catch this group coming through town. These bigger groups, you can't afford to book them at their normal price unless they're being rooted or routed in this area. It's taken almost 18 months to find a date, a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They're on their way to Indiana. We actually caught them as they were making a trip to Indiana, and they're coming here to Butler first, and then after Indiana, they're going out to North Dakota.
Wow.
So this is a group that travels not only here in the U.S., but they've traveled to England, and they've performed they were one of the few Beatles tribute groups that were invited to Liverpool to perform during International Beatles Week.
You don't have to say too much more than that.
Yes.
To learn how good they are. And, of course, A Hard Day's Night, one of the great Beatles songs, one of their films. Are you a Beatles fan?
I am to a point, all right. I was quite young when they came into town. I'm only kidding. they actually knocked us. We were a doo-wop group recording, and they knocked us right off the record, right off the charts.
They did that to a lot of people. There was I was reading several years ago a Wire story about because there are generations today who have no idea how popular the Beatles were back in the 1960s. At one point, they had the five top records on the Billboard pop chart.
Wow.
Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. They were all Beatles at the same time.
Wow.
All Beatles songs. That has never happened since and never will, to be honest with you.
Deservedly so. I mean, these guys were, they were not only talented, they were brilliant writers. And when I talk about A Hard Day's Night, and George and I worked diligently to bring the group in, I spoke to Frank Muratore. Frank is the leader of the group, and he performs as Paul McCartney. And his son, Michael, performs as John Lennon. And they have been for many, again, 24 years. Michael was a right-handed guitar player. And Frank, the father, said, look, if you're going to perform in this group with me, you got to learn to play left-handed.
Because Paul McCartney's left-handed.
Yeah. So one thing led to another, and it took him almost 15 months. But he learned to play all the songs left-handed. And we're not talking about just a tribute group. These guys play note for note the songs as the Beatles would have played them. They are so finicky in the way they present themselves. They are stitch for stitch. Every costume they have is stitch for stitch, exactly like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club was. And all of the clothing, all of the music is exactly the way the Beatles. This is an experience. So if anybody had never had an opportunity as they were growing up to experience the Beatles, who are no longer performing, this is the closest thing you're going to get to seeing the Beatles literally alive and in person. It's a magnificent show. These guys do 2 one-hour shows.
And this is not too far down the road, George.
No, it isn't. Huh? A couple weeks away. Few weeks. I let it be known that they were here 4 years ago, actually, the same group, and we sold out easily. And then I tend to try to match up the food with the group, so we're doing an English version of brisket of beef, which is very simply seasoned with salt and pepper, and then served in au jus with horseradish sauce on the side. And then I'm doing a thing called Westminster chicken, which I found out that what it really means is that the English love cheddar cheese, you know, sharp cheddar cheese. And so I'm going to make a mild but smooth cheddar cheese sauce to go over top of skinless, boneless chicken breast. And then we're going to have red skins and green beans and so on. But I try to match it up as close as I can to the group.
Well, the British invasion, and there'll be a little taste of the Brits in the dinner.
Yes, yes.
So this is a full evening. Yes. There's a dinner. And then there's the performance by The Hard Day's Night. The date, by the way, I don't know whether we failed to mention that or not. It's November 16th. This coming Saturday is November 2nd, so it's like 2 weeks from this Saturday, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What time things get underway?
Well, the doors open at 6 as normal. The dinner that Chef George will serve that night will begin at 7. And then there'll be, again, 2 one-hour shows beginning at 8 o'clock. The way the shows fall out, I mean, the way this performance is, people can dance if they want to dance, obviously. But the shows are going to cover all four aspects of the Beatles experience. They're going to start with Beatlemania. Of what happened when the Beatles were first discovered and then brought to the U.S. Then they're going to go into a portion of their show, which will be the Shea Stadium experience when they sold out Shea Stadium in New York. Then they'll go into the complete wardrobe change again, into the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club type of music.
The costumes changed and the music changed.
It did.
For
it,
Sgt.
A little psychedelic.
Yeah.
And then they'll go into the studio years, where they went into the studio and come out with some of their most magnificent tunes.
That would be some of the Abbey Road stuff.
Yep.
The studio was on Abbey Road. That's why they called it that. Yeah. Wow. What a great opportunity, folks, for Beatles fans. it's not just the music, as Bill Reichert said. It's an experience.
I hope the people get so involved that they'll wear something British. I mean, I want them to remain loyal to our country, but, you know, make a night of it. I mean, take your wife out to a delicious dinner and a show. Bring your own bottle. You bring any type of enjoyment that they want for the night, and just make it a wonderful night out and experience what they couldn't have and what they'll never be able to do again.
Tickets are how much, George?
$35.
Does that include dinner, too?
That includes dinner.
Two shows, dinner.
That's amazing.
It is.
You could easily pay that for dinner.
That's right.
Wow.
You don't have to tip, all right? And you don't have to pay to park. All right, and there's no tax added to it. So,
and you don't have to drive to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's true.
Tanglewood is the place for this performance by A Hard Day's Night. A couple of Saturdays down the road, Saturday, November 16th. Chef George Schroth will be preparing the dinner. And these combination musical performances and your dinners, George, have been working very, very well, haven't they?
They have been. We started off very in the infancy stage, probably 5 years ago or more, with just like one entertainer, and it just kind of grew. You know, our dinner dances with just a DJ were doing well for a long time, and that was our beloved Guy Trevallio.
Mm-hmm.
Once he had to retire, they started dwindling down, and we had to come up with something else to bring the people in.
And then we met.
and then Bill and I met outside Natilly's, of all places, and we just formed a partnership that's worked for years now.
Well, it's a good guy to bump into because of his musical background. I want to take a break here and then talk a little bit about that and more about this upcoming show, of course. You're listening to It's Your Turn here on WISR. Great to have you with us on kind of a gray Wednesday, leading up to what promises to be a very soggy, unfortunately, Halloween. But no rain yet. Could get a little late this afternoon. We will be right back.
Tobacco for Less is Western PA's largest glass emporium, and they now have a store in Butler at Pullman Square Plaza. What makes Tobacco for Less different from other stores? For starters, they have so many glass pipes to choose from. They also feature a walk-in humidor and a vape juice bar. And of course, they carry a variety of standard tobacco products too. The Tobacco for Less Health and Wellness Department stocks a large selection of high-quality CBD products. For all your smoking and vaping needs, check out Tobacco for Less with locations in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot has delicious, all-natural, free-roaming turkeys and chickens to make your Thanksgiving meal special this year. Their birds are handled with extreme care and are preservative and additive-free. Buy your turkey frozen today or get it fresh right before the big holiday meal. For the tastiest turkeys and chickens in Western PA, call the Jones Turkey Farm, 724-352-2450, or visit jonesturkeyfarm.com. The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot, quite simply the best.
Chef George Schroth is with us here in the studio, along with Bill Reichert, talking about the upcoming performance of A Hard Day's Night, Beatles tribute band, at Tanglewood on Saturday evening, November 16th. George said he bumped into Bill accidentally outside Natilly. Tell us a little bit, tell our listeners, Bill, a little bit about your background. You've been involved in music most of your life, right?
I have.
As I recall, starting in New York City, am I remembering that correctly?
Yep. Pretty much in Long Island, where I lived, but I grew up in Queens, and I've been singing for 50-some-odd years, maybe 58 years.
Mm.
And the funny thing, we were talking about the Beatles. I met my wife at an oldie show way back we just celebrated our 54th anniversary.
Wow.
So I met my wife at an oldie show, but it wasn't oldies back then. It was the music of the time. And a night in February, I called her on a Sunday after I had met her. I called her to ask her out on our first date. And uh, it, it's unbelievable when we're talking about the Beatles, but she blew me off the phone call, and she says, I can't stay on the phone. The Beatles are on Ed Sullivan. Call me next week. And she hung up on me. And I stood there, and I looked at the phone, and I said, who are the Beatles? So it was funny that we should talk about it now, 50-some-odd years later. But, we enjoyed our music back in those days, and we sang literally under the streetlights in Queens. Mm-hmm. And when Kenny Vance recorded that song, Looking for an Echo, that's what we did as a group. We were looking for any storefront or any little tunnel or any type of place we could go where we'd have an echo as we sang. And back then, you either sang a cappella or you may have had a guy strumming a guitar with you just to keep the tempo going. But, I've been singing a lot, and I left New York and moved here 15 years ago to Butler. While I was in New York, I performed for 14 years with a group called the Dedications. And after I left the Dedications, I then went with Vito Balsamo, Vito and the Salutations, for almost 4 years, and then the Mystics, who did Hushabye for about 4 years. And I was amazed to find out when I came to Butler, PA, that doo-wop was alive and well right here at the Benedum and surrounding areas. So I've had a resurgence in my doo-wop experience. And after meeting Chef George, we were able to introduce the people in Butler County to some of the top doo-wop groups right here in the area, the Marcells, the Vogues, etc. And we've just had a lot of fun bringing the 40 and over crowd, 45 and over crowd that lives in the area, the quality music that they deserve to have.
And you still sing too, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I sing with a group called the Doo-Wop Shop, which is a small three-piece group. And then I sing with the Pittsburgh Doo-Wop Big Band, which is a 16-piece orchestra. In fact, we have a couple of Christmas shows coming up, if I can mention them, George.
Please do, yes, please.
And November 30th, we're at the Oaks Theater in Oakmont. That's our Christmas show for the people that live out in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then on December 14th, we have two shows at the Legacy Theater in McCandless. We have a 2:30 matinee show and a 7:30 evening show. And we've been at the Legacy Theater 5 years in a row. People just love the Christmas show that we put on. And when you hear doo-wop or doo-wop Christmas songs with a 16-piece group behind the vocals, it's ear candy. It's just amazing.
Hmm.
It's a wonderful thing.
Doo-wop remains very popular. That style here in western Pennsylvania. I mean, some of the most famous international groups came from Pittsburgh. The Marcells, you mentioned, the Skyliners, that's Pittsburgh.
Yeah. We just had them a couple of months ago, sold out at the Tanglewood.
Tanglewood, yeah.
Yeah.
George, I got to be honest with you. If you'd have told me 4 or 5 years ago that this kind of entertainment, these big-name groups would be coming to Butler, to Tanglewood, I don't think I'd have believed you.
Well, like I said, I scratched the surface, and with his expertise and help, he negotiates with the bands to get us the best price. I negotiate with the kitchen to get the best food.
You're right.
Well, it's a great combination.
Mm-hmm.
And a good venue, too, right?
Absolutely. You can comfortably seat 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they can dance, they can sing, they can do whatever they want during the show. Just enjoy themselves. That's all we ask.
Well, and for my money, that's the size of a venue that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. I will never go to another stadium concert. I've gone to a couple in my life many, many, many years ago. But first of all, they're terribly overpriced. Secondly, you're so far away, you might as well be in another county. And it's just, you know, it's just too much raucous activity going on. It's just not for me. I love a much more, not necessarily an intimate setting, but a smaller venue for me. That's the way to. Yeah, I want to enjoy the music.
Right.
I want to listen to people scream, you know.
Right.
Although there might be an occasional yelp that goes out for this group here, Hard Day's Night. One of the Beatles movies, there were five of them. Now, that'd be a good trivia question for you.
Wow.
At the concert. Can you name all five of the Beatles movies?
I would have a hard time.
I would, too. Hard Day's Night was one of them. Help That's is right. another one.
Remember that one.
Yellow Submarine, I think, was a film.
That's true.
I don't, off the top of my head, remember the other one. By the way, the movies weren't very good.
They didn't have to be.
They were pretty bad. It was just vehicles for the songs, you know. Kind of like Elvis's movies. If you've ever managed to sit through one of those early Elvis movies, they're horrendous. But the music's good.
The music was great, yep.
Yeah. And the music of the Beatles, even if you weren't a tremendous fan after all, it knocked out a date with your future wife. You know, what talent. Together for only about 10 years, and look at the body of work. My goodness gracious. Incredible stuff.
I can only say to the people in Butler, George and I have worked diligently together over the last couple of 3 years or so, trying to find the best entertainment we can find at a reasonable cost to us. And we want to keep the ticket price to a manageable amount. I mean, we're still fighting for entertainment dollars in today's economy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the only way we can do this is by the people in Butler supporting the events. And I asked them, right now we're about half sold out on this show. And we're not even in November yet. But I fully expect to have a sellout. But the importance of continuing this type of event planning here in Butler is that the people that live in the surrounding area really have to support it. And that's all we ask them to do, put their fun hat on that night, enjoy the dinner that Chef George prepares and the entertainment that we've struggled so hard to bring in. And again, this group is coming in. Two of the members live in Cleveland, one lives in Maryland, one lives in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
It's difficult for the people to we've got to bring them in. We've got to put them up in a hotel. We've got to cover their sound and everything else. There's a lot of components that are necessary to put this show together, and we still manage to keep the ticket prices down.
Obviously, you can get tickets in advance, George. Can
oh,
you
yes.
do that in person or by phone? Or
either
what
way, right
do?
Now. Either way, you can get tickets in advance. You get tickets for the groups that aren't even here yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like we got the Dorals coming in December.
Yep.
People are already buying tickets for that. And we've got Mr. 60s, I think, is in January.
An all-request show.
All-request show by Mr. 60s in January, which will also include a buffet. He's done two of them already, and they've become very popular because the people can actually say, here's what we want to hear,
mm-hmm.
and he's very cooperative.
And, of course, Mr. 60 is a local WISR radio personality.
Saturday mornings, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you can either stop in at the Tanglewood or you can call the Tanglewood
right.
and get tickets by phone.
You can.
724-287-0021.
We'll take a final break and come back, talk a little bit more with our guests, with Bill and with George, here on It's Your Turn on WISR for a Wednesday. We'll be back right after these words.
Medical marijuana is legal in Pennsylvania for anxiety and anxiety disorders such as panic attacks, nervous tics, and obsessive compulsive disorder. Visit cccregister.com or call 888-316-9085 and get your medical card today at Compassionate Certification Centers. Look for the flag or log on to cccregister.com and pre-screen for medical marijuana. Call 888-316-9085 and get answers to your medical marijuana questions today.
Shopping for a mortgage? Don't just compare the mortgage rates. At Armco Credit Union, they'll not only offer a competitive rate, but they may be able to save you money with lower fees and closing costs. Whether you're looking for a VA, FHA, or conventional loan, they're here to help guide you through the mortgage process so you can make the best decision for your situation. Call today, 724-284-2020. Don't have time to call or visit? Apply for a mortgage online at armcocu.com. Like them on Facebook and be the first to learn about their promotions or events. Armco Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity and is federally insured by NCUA.
We have been talking about the upcoming concert by the Beatles tribute band, Hard Day's Night. Some other stuff happening at Tanglewood as well. Stand Down Butler is coming up, George, in the not too distant future.
For homeless vets.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's going to be this Friday. And there's just a bunch of vendors come in there. And if you're a veteran, you come in with your ID card. There's all kinds of things, sweaters, boots, socks, different things that you might need, especially when winter coming up. Mm-hmm. And last year I was there, and it was just absolutely packed, and people got a lot of products to take home with them.
And they're donated, and they're free to vets.
Yes.
There's also a pre- and post-retirement financial planning seminar. It's going to be at Tanglewood on Tuesday, November 19th, starting at 5:30 p.m., so that would be of interest to people who are at or near retirement age.
That's with New Haven Corp. We work very closely with them also. They have their residents bake cakes for us on our pork chop dinner nights, which are very successful. And then they bring down a busload of their residents, and we give them dinner free. It's just a nice working relationship. I've gone up there and catered for them, and they support us every month.
It's hard to imagine what might have happened, Bill Reichert, if, you know, two of the Beatles have been dead for a long, long time. John Lennon, of course, was murdered, tragically, right outside of his apartment in New York City. And George Harrison died probably 15 years ago, roughly. Man, if those two guys were still alive, they might still be cranking out tunes. Who knows?
If there was a resurgence of any kind of music, it would have certainly been a Beatles resurgence. There was enough hit records, literally. You had mentioned at one point that they had five back-to-back-to-back-to-back hit records at one time on the charts.
Yeah.
So plenty of hit music to resurgence, to make a resurgence motion.
And it's still played, and it's still popular, just as doo-wop is still popular around here and around the world. I've not seen any recent numbers in terms of sales of Beatles music, but it's still got to be high. It has to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of the stuff has been remixed now, because they recorded in the 60s.
Oof.
Recording technology, you know, there was nothing digital back in those days. It was all analog. So a lot of their stuff has been digitally remixed. Hey, I'm looking at the poster here, and they've got the guys in the Sergeant Pepper outfits.
Yeah.
That is sharp. And then in the sport coats with the narrow ties.
What I had mentioned earlier is they are so finicky that they dress stitch for stitch like the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
But even more so, when you turn the dial a little bit, they play the exact same instruments and use the exact amplifiers that the Beatles did.
Wow.
And when they come in and do their songs, literally they're playing note for note. But they also have one or two of the songs that includes this, how do you pronounce this, zitar?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an instrument that very few people knew how to play.
Yeah.
These guys, again, they want the customer, the resident, the butler, whoever's sitting there listening, they want them to not just hear the music, they want them to experience what it was to be at a Beatles concert. Mm-hmm. What we try to say is it's the sound, the sight, and the energy of a Beatles concert.
Hard Day's Night is the name of the band. Yeah, the sitar, that was one of their periods of one of the development of the music of the Beatles.
Yeah.
They used to sit. That was when they all went to India for a while. Came back, changed men. A Hard Day's Night. If you missed the beginning of our conversation, it's an upcoming concert, upcoming experience, really, at Tanglewood, just off Henson Avenue here in Butler, Saturday evening, November 16th. That might sound like it's a ways down the road, but it's 2 weeks from this Saturday. Doors open at 6, dinner by Chef George at 7 o'clock, dinner with a little bit of a British twist, Westminster chicken with mild cheddar cheese.
Yeah, cheddar cheese.
And do you say brisket?
Brisket of beef. I braise a brisket of beef and serve it in au jus. Very lightly seasoned with salt and pepper. It will be tender to the fork.
Very British. Very British. Yeah. And, of course, then the music. And two shows, Bill.
Yeah, 2 one-hour shows.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yes.
Good stuff.
The people here deserve it. I mean, you know, Butler is, a lot of people say, where do you live, Butler? Yeah. Is that near Pittsburgh? Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Well, when you get here and you start to experience what we have in Butler, you love it.
Tickets are $35 per person. That includes your full dinner and the show. Mm-hmm. And it's free parking, of course, at Tanglewood.
BYOB.
Oh, even better. Yeah. You can get tickets either at Tanglewood or by calling Tanglewood. What's that number again?
287-0021, 724.
Good enough. Bill Reichert, George Roth, good to see you guys. Thanks for stopping in today.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Good to talk to you. It's been a hard day's night. I've been sleeping like a log.
That's the words.
That wraps up our It's Your Turn program for a Wednesday. Nice to have you with us. Hope you can be back tomorrow at 12:30 for the Thursday edition.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Summer night.